What is happening, ladies and gentlemen? How is everybody doing today? I hope you guys are doing super, super well. Today on the podcast, we're going to keep going with this whole flipping, the whole hustling, buying low, selling high, whole shebang. Going to go over a couple of the garage sales I went to this past weekend. A Goodwill haul that might be huge, end up being not huge, but big enough to talk about. And what I am investing my money in right now. It might shock you guys, and you might disagree with it, but I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I really don't think I'm going to be wrong on this one, and I think you guys are going to want to listen to this if flipping is something that interests you, and let's do it. What is up, everybody? Man, it's been so long. It feels like it's been long. I don't know how long it really has been. It probably... Oh, no. The last one I did was Thursday or Friday. It hasn't been long. What am I saying? What's up, guys? How you guys doing today? First and foremost, actually, I think we should go over this UFC card, because... My goodness, what a card. What a freaking card, man. Past events. So, main card, Derek Brunson. Still don't know how to say that guy's last name. A lot of strikes landed, but nothing big. Nothing like... There wasn't one of those shots that makes you remember that fight. I remember, Derek Brunson was pretty dominant that fight. But it was pretty fairly boring. Gabriel Benitez and Sadiq Yusuf... That was TKO. That was a first round TKO too. I don't remember if I called this one. I don't remember. But look out for Sadiq. I mean, I don't know. As a featherweight, who's really next for him? Definitely not Max Holloway. Let's see. Let me go to the weight class. Oh. Jesus. I don't know. Is he listed in the featherweights, or is he listed in something else? Oh, these aren't... I thought these were the rankings of those weight classes. My bad. Here we go. See, this app's weird. Well, yeah, those guys are even top 15. Sheesh. Apparently somebody in the top 15 maybe like Calvin Kattar. Cater. Or like Ryan Hall. I don't know. But to the fun fights. Yoel Romero, Paulo Costa. Okay, so that fight, I mean, it could have went either way. I could see them judging that for Yoel. But, I mean, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And could have went either way. I don't think Yoel got robbed. I don't think it was any of that. No foul play there. Their numbers, yeah, they're pretty even. Yoel landed one takedown of four attempts, so whatever. Anthony Pettis, Nate Diaz. This was maybe, no, it's not the fight of the night, because Stipe definitely was, but this is a fucking awesome fight. It really was. That was at lightweight. Now, for sure have Nate Diaz in top 15. Probably. Nate Diaz Cowboy would be a fun fight. Definitely don't want to see Connor again. Don't think Connor would take... I think Connor would take that fight, but I don't... I mean... I don't know where Connor goes from here. But Nate Diaz... I mean, the sky's the limit, really. It'd be interesting. I know. I think he would get picked apart by Khabib. Anyway. Stipe... DC. Okay, so the first round, I was so angry because I just saw the same thing that happened in the first fight. No, not even that. I just saw Stipe, like, it looked like he was just dead. But it always looks like Stipe's dead now that I'm thinking about it. Like, he always looks like he's out of it, but he's never out of it. DC clipped him. Yeah, whatever. But, it looked bad. It looked real, real, real bad for Stipe in that fight. And it was like watching Rocky, like the other way around, you know? Like, it was like a real life Rocky. That was such an insane fourth round when he started landing those body shots and then the right hand after right hand after right hand after right hand to put him out. Jesus Christ, that man is the baddest man on the planet. Hands down, baddest man on the planet. And you can't say that, I mean... Yeah, no, you can't say that's a fluke, because he didn't clip him. It was just the will to win, and my gosh, it was insane. Now, to those that are here for the flipping slash garage selling slash hustling. Let's go over Saturday's garage sales. Number one, first one of the day was a huge strikeout. It looked awesome. Nice area on the water, like Lake Norman. And basically this guy was selling a boat and a jet ski and like an insane sound system that even if I could have flipped it, I wouldn't have had room for it anywhere. It was that big. And, like, you know, sometimes that happens. The second one, was worse than the first one. I was a little bit panicking. The guy told me right away that this wasn't going to be what I thought it was. So they just sold everything at a church. It was at a church, and he said they sold everything like the prior weekend in the mountains or something. And these garage sales are probably 15 minutes apart. There wasn't, like, at the very beginning of the day, there wasn't really any that were all clumped together, which, I mean, is something you also would like to look for, ideally, is a big group of garage sales that are in the same city, at least. These weren't even in the same city. Now, on your way to each garage sale, if you're using garage sale treasure maps, is, I mean, you're going to see some that aren't listed on there. Obviously, drive by them. See if there's anything there. But, I mean, the first two were... they were a strikeout. The third one was actually one that I was on the way to... like, the next one through Garage Sale Treasure Maps. And this one, I just saw the sign. And I went there. They had an old vintage Tabasco sign. Asked how much that was. But, like, I really wanted these Star Wars toys that they had that were unopened, 1990s, four of them. And they had them for 10 apiece. So they wanted 40. I asked if that was, if 10 was the price for all of them. And she said she could do 8 apiece. Right? So... she said, I don't know, 32, right? Yeah, 32. Then I said, you know, I don't know, I can't really do that. She said 25 for all of them. I said, I'll do 20 for the four Star Wars guys, unopened, remember, and the Tabasco sign. I said, would you do 20 for it? She said, yeah, I'll do it. So, whatever. Like... She took that. She wanted $10 a piece for them. I got all four for $5 a piece. I mean, plus that sign was a throw-in, which is like, I don't know. It's like, it looks really old. I don't know how I could even date this thing. Maybe I'll post it on, my IG, if there's anybody that digs Tabasco, let me know. We could work something out. Like, she wanted 10, she didn't get it. She wanted 8, she didn't get it. She wanted 525, she didn't get it. You gotta ask, man. You gotta ask and try to negotiate, be friendly, and it works, man. There's another one that was on the way that it was just kind of like Christmas bullshit crap. Like, and when I say Christmas bullshit, it's like Santa hats, like generic ones that you get at Dollar Tree. If you don't know what Dollar Tree is, sucks for you because everything's a buck and we're all about saving that cheddar. I stopped at another garage sale. Okay, so this one was a little bit weird. This was like a real hillbilly garage sale. Smelled like a cat took a dump all over the front yard. And as I was walking out, I saw like four Disney Christmas ornaments from the 90s. And asked how much they were. And she said 25 cents a piece for the ornaments. I grabbed those ones. She wanted a dollar a piece for those. But I said, I thought you said they were 25 cents. She said, oh, okay, that's fine. 25 cents a piece, so four Disney Christmas ornaments in good shape for a dollar. That's almost no risk possible. I mean, possible to sell those for $10 plus a piece. Like, dude, the flip is there. That took me 10 minutes. People are working and not making $10 an hour. That took me 10 minutes. What else we got? Oh, man, this one. Jesus Christ. I stopped at this garage sale. And it was like a two-family garage sale, which was odd because one family had, like, garbage bags full of books with, like, a $2 price tag on them. So I didn't know. I'm not buying a garbage bag full of books, first of all. But, like, I don't know if they were $2 a piece or $2 for the whole bag. Probably for the whole bag. But, again, I don't really want to buy a whole garbage bag full of fucking dirty books from a family. But this woman, I had to double take. So they had like these old vintage Harley like t-shirts and jackets, but they obviously knew what they were worth because they were asking way too much. They were asking like what I would ask for on eBay. So you're not going to get that probably. Chances are you're not going to get that at garage sale. Second, they had a whole table of sex toys. Some of which, you guessed it, were opened. Now, there's a few things I don't want to buy at a garage sale. Used needles is one of them. The other thing is a used sex toy. Hey, lady, what you doing? How disgusting are you? Like, you really had the audacity to put that for sale in your front yard. So people know you're the one, you're the only one here. You're the only woman here. People know that it belonged to you. Now, I guess that could be brilliant because there's a lot of creepy guys out there. I'm not one of them. I mean, I'm not creepy in the sense that I'm going to buy a fucking used sex toy. Come on now. 7 and 8 were actually the most hillbilly things I've ever seen, which is what I was scared of moving south. These two garage sales were filled with rifles, ammo, and NASCAR. Okay, those are three things I know absolutely the least about. I know more about dolls than I do guns, ammo, and NASCAR. The only thing I know less about than that is, like, women's basketball cards. Which I can't see those having a very high high turnaround. But, yeah, man. These guys are like, hey, young man, you want to buy some guns? I'm like, I sure don't. And they're like, what, you got enough guns? I'm like, no, it's not that. They're like, well, what is it? And it was uncomfortable because, again, man, if you listen to my podcast, you know I'm not a gun guy and hate NASCAR. So this was a very weird garage sale for me. The ninth one had some fake Pokemon cards, like bad fake. Like, they looked like they were holographics, but somebody put, I don't even know how to explain this. Like, the graphic looked like it was sparkling, like a holographic would, but it wasn't. They were just bad fake cards. It was a big bummer. Number 10 was a shitty one. This one was weird too, because they had like, everything was on tarps. It looked really nice. But then, like, next to the tarps was a pool. And there was kids in it. And they were, like, splashing all over the stuff they were trying to sell. It was kind of a shit show. That was very weird for me. The 11th one, actually. This one. Okay, so before I pulled up to this one, I was like, in panic mode. Like, fuck, I need to hit something like big. And when I pulled up at first, it didn't look like they even had anything. And I was looking at a video game, and then I saw like some bags, decided to look at them. They were leather vintage coach bags. I'm like, oh shit, like play it cool. So what do you want for the bags? She wanted 30 for the two purses. Or for each purse. There was probably four there, but two of them were One of them was in kind of bad condition. The other one I kind of regret not buying. There's four there. She wanted 30 apiece for the purses and 20 or 15 for this wallet. I ended up getting the two bags I wanted and the wallet for $40. Now, that's a little bit more than you want to pay at a garage sale, but if somebody has, like, vintage Coach bags, I listed the one bag for $150, the other one for $60, and the wallet for $30. If I take $100 for the first bag, $40 for the second bag, and $20 for that wallet, I'm up $120, and that was cake. It's just, dude, like the flip. I mean, I probably went to another 5 or 6 after this. I stayed out from 8 a.m. to 12:30, and probably spent, you know, $15 in gas, $60 on items. And I mean, could definitely make $300 on future profit on that stuff. Or no, profit, probably $250, $200, we'll say. Like, that's profit. For 4 hours of work, you know? Most people are not making $30 an hour. The flip is definitely real. Now, for some of the stuff that I've picked up at, like, the local Goodwill over here lately. I've been big on, they have so much polo here. So I stocked up on some polo. So I have, like, 4 or 5 Ralph Lauren polos. Greg Norman, which is, like, if you don't know what Greg Norman is, it's, like, big with, like, boaters, yachters, fishers, like, it's kind of like a Tommy Bahama vibe. Picked up one of those, picked up a Tommy Hilfiger polo, a Tommy Hilfiger sweater, and a Tommy Hilfiger button-up vintage Tommy Hilfiger golf shirt, which is fucking, it's dope. I wish I was a size large. And then I picked up, like, a Saks Fifth Avenue men's button-up for, like, $3 or $4 a piece. It's insane. The other things that I got this Brent Haven laptop bag that is brand new, $4. I looked it up. They usually sell for around 80 to 90 with the tags. This one doesn't have tags, so probably 40, 50. I mean, being safe. What else did I get? There's something else. Oh, the other two things. I got a vintage For Real Friend that works. I picked it up because it looked terrifying. Then I looked it up on Amazon, and that specific one went for took a sip of the coffee. That specific one goes for about 70. Now, if you hear that, that's me taking out the other thing that I got from this Goodwill. They have a little toy area, right? And it says each item is 25 cents or fill up a bag for $3. Now, they had bags of football cards. And on the outside, they didn't really look like anything good. I opened one up, started looking at it a little bit, and decided to throw those two bags into my bag. So those should have been $6 a piece, or $6 total. I got them for $3 total. And I also threw in five vintage, like the year 2000 My Little Ponies, which doesn't sound very manly, but I mean, they sell. I can make that $3 back plus some on just that. Now, I opened up these football packs that I got that are in Ziploc baggies, and it's like someone's entire collection of football cards. Like, it was obviously someone young, and they just outgrew them, but like Vince Young rookie, Joey Galloway, Michael Crabtree rookie card, Matt Ryan rookie card, two Aqib Talib rookies, an Andrew Luck rookie card, Cedric Benson, who just passed away, Darren McFadden rookie, Chad Ochocinco, Terrell Owens, and Carson Palmer Bengals cards, Ndamukong Suh rookie card, tons of Marshawn Lynch, tons of Arian Foster, some Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson. I mean, guys, like, I'm going through these right now. Brett Favre, vintage Bernie Kosar, Joe Montana combo card. And, like, I know these aren't, like, huge money makers, but so I got probably six Craig Jennings cards. I lumped those all together, sell them for $5. Like, guys, it's there. Aaron Rodgers, more Ndamukong Suh, a bunch of Calvin Johnson cards, LaDainian Tomlinson cards. I mean, you're not going to always find this. It's not a home run, but it's, I mean, easy money. Bunch of Peyton Mannings, like five Peyton Mannings. Like Maurice Jones-Drew. Man, I remember when he was like the guy for a little while. Brian Urlacher, Jeremy Maclin, Ozzie Newsome. Just Jim Brown, Jabal Sheard rookie card. And this is gonna sound like horseshit, but I actually lost a bidding match on eBay just because I didn't want to go as high as this card was going. The Andrew Luck rookie card that I got. I mean, that one for me is a home run just because I bid, my max bid was like $8 on it, and I was just definitely not paying anything more than that. Now, what I've actually been, like, putting some, don't tell Jonah, some real money into, I opened up, and I'll post one of these. I got, these Nike Zion Williamson rookie cards. I got about 20 of them. So, like, I bought, I think, a total of 25 Zion rookie cards, which the only reason I bought these were because it was about $6 for all of them. I wouldn't have bought those if they were more than that, just because, just like how the junk wax era happened with cards in like the 80s or 90s, I could see it happening again because the demand, I'm sorry, is so high for cards right now. So I could see those going down in price. So like I said, I bought 25 of them for $6. if he ends up being the player that everybody thinks he is, I mean, those are $5 a piece, you know? It's not a huge flip, but it could be a flip. So I bought a, this is actually kind of funny. I bought a UFC Matt Hamill autographed card just because I think somebody posted it on the one app I used and forgot about it. It was $3 with free shipping, and it's a certified autograph. So it's like, I think it's kind of cool. I always liked Matt Hamill. And, I mean, if it doesn't sell, I have something that I think is cool. Got a Panini Prism Kyrie Irving Celtics card. I mean, Kyrie stuff sells. That was in a lot with, what the hell card was that with? I don't remember what card it was with. Two Panini Prism Giannis cards, not a rookie card. You know I want one of those so bad. If anybody has a Giannis rookie card that they would sell for cheap, for sure contact me. These ones I bought because I'm a Cleveland fan. I got three Colin Sexton rookie cards. One of them's the Optic Donruss rated rookie card, which is, it's a Panini. Probably one of the more popular rookie cards. I got the Elite Panini Sexton rookie card, and the Chronicles Panini rookie card as well. Let's see who else we got here. I got a Jaylen Brown rookie card. That was the one that came with the Kyrie card. Jaylen Brown rookie card. Kyle Kuzma rookie card, which these ones, the rest of these are all going to be the rated rookie by Panini. So the Kyle Kuzma, Josh Jackson, I think he still has a chance to go nuts. Jason Tatum, I mean, one of these guys on Boston are going to go nuts, you know? And a Donovan Mitchell rookie card. Now, the ones that I think are going to go bonkers, but I just don't want to spend the money on buying a shit ton of them, is the Donovan Mitchell rookie cards. The Prism ones, the Panini Prism, Donovan Mitchell rookie cards. You don't have to get these ones graded either. Like, I'm about to go over some of the graded cards I got. But Donovan Mitchell, you can get, I mean, try to find a lot of them if you are going to do this. But the rookie cards and De'Aaron Fox, I think those, if worst case scenario, one of them is going to hit, and you're going to be, if you buy 20 of each of them at, I don't know, maybe you find a big lot for $100, I think you'd be able to sell, if one of those guys blow up this year, you'll be able to sell those for 10, 15, 20 bucks a card, not graded. This is not graded. If you got them graded, the price goes way up if they're good. So, I also have five graded cards I'm going to go over with you. Now, this one was just lumped in with some other cards, so don't judge me on this. A Kelvin Johnson, star rookie, Gem 10. These are by the Professional Grading Authority, not PSA. But Gem 10, and by the way, if you hear any of these and you're interested in them, let me know. Especially if you're one of my buddies, I'll definitely give you a better deal on it. Kelvin Johnson, rookie card, gem 10. DeAndre Hopkins, rookie card, gem 10. James White, prestige, rookie card, gem 10. Devontae Freeman. Is this one a rookie card? No, this one's not a rookie card. Devontae Freeman, Dirty Laundry, Jersey, Prism. Oh, it is a rookie card. It is a rookie card. So Devontae Freeman, rookie, Prism, Dirty Laundry, Jersey card. So a piece of his jersey is on the card. And this is because this guy is so low right now, and he has still such big upside potential. A Lonzo Ball, Donruss, Optic, Panini, rated rookie, gem, mint, 10 from GMA. I mean, like I said, those ones aren't so much like big flips right now as I'm betting on them being big flips in the future. I don't want to announce it because every time I announce something, it goes wrong somehow. But if you are into flipping, you will not want to miss Thursday's episode. Again, if you are into flipping, I'm not going to announce this yet, you will not want to miss Thursday's episode. With that being said, this episode is done. And as always, until next time, peace.